Gittin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Gittin Bavli, Daf Pei Zayin, begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Beis Samad Aleph and the Mishnah. Misha Shechasu Klal B'Sei Chaget, Ish Pleini, Megash Pleinif, Uplani Replenif, Va'idim, Ematon, Kulan, Kesheirin, V'Nothin, Echol Achas Va'achas. Five men wrote a Klal and a Get means a joint Get, for all of them means, it says in it, Reuven divorces Leah, Shimon divorces Rachel, etc. And when it's signed below, all are valid. The get is given to each wife. If a toifas, which is the standard text of a get which doesn't contain the names and date, was written for each couple and the witnesses below, the get that the witnesses are read with it, it's right above the signatures, is valid. And the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan, b'shem Rabbi Yanai, b'shoel ani b'shalom." Pliny chazaka al kol chasam. Shani b'shem pliny lechasam ela al shela shalom lozad. Rishon quoting Rishon says, if it's written between the get and signatures, the following, and I ask about pliny's well-being, the chazaka is a witness, signs on everything, means also the get, and not only on the greeting, and the get is therefore kosher. If it says, I ask about pliny's well-being, without the and, then perhaps he signed only on the greeting, and the get is possible. If Yokishama Afilu Omar Shoyanani Bisholan Plaini Chazok al Kol Chasam, where Yokish says that even if it says, I ask about Plaini's well being without the end, the Chazok is that he signed on all of them, means all of them are kosher. Let's just say Rabbonin, that Nan Amin Ezu Klale Shurab Yerchanan Ish Plaini Ragash is Plainis or Plaini Le Plainis. Rabbonin in Babel say that according to Rabbi Yochanan, what is the klal in our Mishnah? It is Pliny divorces Plainis and Pliny divorces Plainis. Ezu klal shel Reish Lakish, alo Pliny uPliny megarshinus neshoyseinu mimakim Pliny. According to Reish Lakish, what is a klal? It's when it's written, we Pliny and Pliny divorce our wives, Plainis and Plainis, from place Pliny, and later details, Reuven divorces Leah, Shimon divorces Sarah. He holds that even and does not connect. But the earlier the Gemara explained how Chachmei Yisrael understood Reish Lakish that even without end, all are connected. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Moed Rabbi Yochanan Shem Hizkir, Shisei Zman, Gerushin Lekol Achas Va'achas, Shusorach Tefes La'idim Lekol Achas Va'achas. Rabbi Zeira said that Rabbi Yochanan agrees that if he mentioned a date of divorce for each one, that he needs a Tefes and witnesses for each, because only Rabbi Zeira distinguishes like this. And the rest of Sugi though holds that it's Rabbi Yochanan that holds that it depends on whether or not he said and. Rabbi Yochanan brings a source from the Mishnah, one who made a vow that I will not give benefits to this, means what I give to him is forbidden like a korban, and to this korban, if he wants to permit his vow, he needs a pesach, means a reason why the vow was a mistake, for each one. They not mention and for each one, and it would be a klal, it would be one vow that is partially permitted, it's totally permitted. Yochanan has the support from the Mishnah. If a tefes was written to each and the witnesses are below, then the get that the witnesses are read with is valid. This is when they're connected through and, and according to the Chachamei Yisrael, the Shlokish holds that even without and, all are connected, so all are kosher. Shmuel Amar, Patash Shel Rabbi Meir, Klalei Shel Rabbi Yehuda, Patash Shel Rabbi Yehuda, Klalei Shel Rabbi Meir. Shmuel says that what Rabbi Meir considers a prat, which is an individual choice, means when he said and, Rabbi Yehuda considers klal. What Rabbi Yehuda considers prat, when he didn't say and, Rabbi Meir considers klal. Am Rabbi Shmuel b'shem Rabbi Zeira milei hoin de rabbonin amrin she'ein pata shel Rabbi Meir klal shel Rabbi Yehuda. And we take out the next words that Rabbi Shmuel quoting Rabbi Zeira said that rabbonin means Rabbi Yochanan's words show that Rabbi Meir's prat is not Rabbi Yehuda's klal. Am Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yanai b'shalani b'shalim pleini chazaka al kol chasam. Shel ani b'shalim pleini loy chasam era al she'elas shalom dolvad. Rabbi Yochanan quoting Rabbi Yanai said that and I ask about Pliny's well-being, the chazaka is that he signed on everything. I ask about Pliny's well-being, he signed only on the asking of for their well-being. In Omer, if Pato Shoy Meya Kalosho of Yehuda, she say Amah Shoyel Ani Bashalom Ploini Chazak Al Hakol Chalsam. If you say that Meya's part is a bit of Klal, if he wrote, I ask about Ploini's well-being, the Chazaka is that he signed on all of them, because this is a Klal point of Yehuda, then we will like against the Meya. If you say no, Amah Biosi, Masnisa, Amah Kane, she ain't Pato Shoy Yehuda, Kalosho of Yehuda. And a support for Shmuel, says Rabbi Yossi from a Mishnah, it shows that Rabbi Yehuda's prat is not the klal of Rabbi Meir. The Taninan Taman, Rabbi Meir Oimer, Afilu Oma Achita Usayu Chisemis, Hayev Alkon Achas Va'achas. Mishnah says, Rabbi Meir says, even if he said, Eshua denyingly owes wheat and barley and spelt in the singular forms of these words, then he is liable for each one. Beleif Banash Oma Afilu Ela, the Moida Al Kadmaisa, and a person says even only when he actually agrees with the first thing and adds to it. In the previous case, the first Tana, which is of Yehuda, said that for wheat and barley and spelt in the plural form of these words, he is liable for each one. My Kadoin, how is this means what do Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir argue about? Amar Rabbi Chanina al Dati Rabbi Meir ben Sha'amar Chitin Usa'u Mekuzmin ben Sha'amar Chita Usa'u Ukuzemus Kanal Patu. Rabbi Chanina answered that according to Meir, whether he said the plural forms of wheat and barley and spelt, or the singular forms of wheat and barley and spelt, it can be a klal, means if he didn't put the letter vowels in between, or prat, if he put the letter vowels in between. That's Rabbi Yehuda, imam achitin usayuin ukosemin klal, she say uprat, who, imam achitin usayuin ukosemis, klal, shein by prat, she say. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if he said the plural forms of wheat and barley and spelt, it can be a klal or prat, based on whether or not he put the letter vowels in between. If he said the singular forms of wheat and barley and spelt, it's only a klal, means I do not owe you anything, even one wheat kernel, etc. And not a prat, means whether or not he put the letter vowels in between. And we come now to the next Mishnah, that's Halacha Zayin. Shnei Yigitin Shekosam Zeh B'sad Zeh, Shnei Eidim Ivan Bo Mitach Zeh Letach Zeh. If two gittim were written side by side and two witnesses signed in Hebrew underneath them, from under the right gittim to under the left get, and two witnesses signed underneath in Greek from under the left get to under the right get, the get on the side that the first signatures begin means the Hebrew writing goes from right to left, then that's valid. Edecha divri ve'edecha divroni, edecha divroni ve'edecha divri, boim mitachaze letachaze, shneim psulim. If one witness signed underneath in Hebrew, and underneath him a witness signed in Greek, then a Hebrew witness, then a Greek witness, both get an apostle. The Gemara says, hirchik es ha'idim, menaksav, mokim, shnei shittim, apostle, pachis mikan, kosher. If one distance the witnesses from the writing, an area enough for two lines, then it's pasul. If it's less than an amount, then it's kosher. Shimon bar Abba b'shem Rabbi Yochanan halak mokim shnei shittim le'inyan acher afilu kol shehu pasul. Shimon bar Abba, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said a blank space of two lines and one wrote in it, it's pasul, even in any matter means other than signatures. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak masnisa makein Eid echad, ivri, veid echad, ivroni, eid echad, ivroni, veid echad, ivri, boim etachazeh, letachazeh, shneim, pesulim. If one witness signed underneath in Hebrew and another, and underneath another witness signed in Greek, then a Hebrew witness and a Greek witness, both gittim, apostle. The ivri, gabi, ivroni, loy, shesekin, inyan achel, a Hebrew witness with respect to a Greek witness, isn't it like another matter? Because he signed on a different get, this is why it's possible. Rabbana Hifchel b'seif shtayim gavam b'seif arba kosher. Rabbana says if the signature means the first signature began at the end of two lines below the text and the latter signature finished at the end of four lines, it's kosher because there are two blank lines. Kama yu ha'idim choykim menaksav, how far may the witness's signatures be from the text? They shu nikrim imoy divi rebi. Yeah, Rabbi answers they should be read with it without any separation. And Rabbi Shimon Lazar answered that there may be a full line away. Rabbi Dostai, Rabbi Yalai, Oimer, Malay Chasimas Yad Ha'idim. And Rabbi Bialai answered, it's the size, the height of the witness's signatures. Beze ksav mesharin, with what kind of writing do we gauge the two blank lines? Rabbi Yasa be Rabbi Shabsi meloi chesimas yedei edim. Rabbi Yosef be Rabbi Shabsi answered, it's the size of the witness's signatures based on how they signed. Rabbi Yavor b'shem Rabbi Yitzhak b'chakula kedei lech velech. Rabbi Yavor, quoting Rabbi Yitzhak b'chakula, said it's in order to write the words lech on top, and lech means two lines, and each has a space above and below for the letters like the lamed and the final chof, which extend above and below the text line. B'yimi Yavor k'lim Rabbi Zeira, chasimas Yosi ben Yanai, chasimas Shorim Boruch. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Rabbi Zeira, is the signature of Yosi ben Yanai, which has no letters extend above or below the line, like the signature of Shol ben Boruch, that does. Amalei lachein sicha chasimas Yosi ben Yanai ke chasimas Shol ben Boruch. Therefore, it's needed to teach that we allot the same space for the signature of Yosi ben Yanai as the signature of Shol ben Boruch. Shtash yish ben machak oi talos megufoi pasol, shulei megufoi kosher. A doctrine that has an erasure or suspended letters between the lines, migufoi, which is in matters which is specific to this document, then it's itself, then it's possible. If it's not migufoi, rather in the tofes, which is the standard text in all documents, then it is kosher. If he repeated below means a validation of what was erased or suspended, even migufoi, it's kosher. Rabbi Yona, Rabbi Yosi, Trehoin Amrin, Sorech lachze shtei shetin mokhem vaksav. Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yosi said that one must repeat, means what was erased or suspended at least two lines from the place of the writing signatures, if not we're concerned, lest witnesses left room less than two lines between the text and the signatures, and afterwards the bearer then erased or suspended and wrote a validation in that place. Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rav, Sorech lachzgir in Yonah shoget imai. Rabbi Zeira, quoting Rav, said he has to mention the matter of the document with it, means in the two lines, if not perhaps the witness is signed only on the validation of the erasures or suspensions. The Abba b'shem Rav, lehizke in yonah shoget, imoi. The Abba quoting Rav said, even if he did not mention the matter of the document with it, then it's kosher. Chava should say, the Rabbi Abba tamon omar, Rabbi Abba b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, edim psuleb, say, nasim kehechik edus, v'ocha marachin. The Gemara also, Rabbi Abba seems to contradict himself. There, Rabbi Abba said in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah that possible witnesses are considered distancing the testimony from the document, and here he says this, that even if he didn't mention the matter of the document in the two lines, it's kosher. Amon, b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, hacha, b'shem Rav. The answer is there, he said it in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah, here he said it in the name of Rav. Hoi iru al chasimus yedei edim, al chasimus yedei adayonim. The Gemara asks if one protested against the signatures of the witnesses and on the signatures of the judges, means claiming that they're forged, how do the bearer validate it? Rabbi Abba b'shem Rabbi Yehuda shikain im motza, lekayim b'ksav yad ha'idim, m'kayim b'ksav yidei adayonim, m'kayim. Rabbi Abba, quoting Rabbi Yehuda, said that if he wants, he could validate the witness's signatures and it's validated, or the judge's signatures and it's validated. And yoyim afilu b'id echad, midayin echad, m'kayim. Rabbi Abba answered that I say even through one witness and one judge it's validated. Rabbi Mana supported that and said this is proper because if he wanted to validate it even through one, means one set, means the witnesses or the judges, it's validated. Therefore, they join. The Gemara asked if one authorizes a sefer to write and witnesses to sign, and they did so on a later day, and then what's the law? The Abba b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, Tzichim ha'idim lechtev anova hazois me'echad b'nissam hu banu echarnu ez zmanai. The Abba, quoting Rabbi Yirmiyah, said that the witnesses were right. This loan was on Nissan, on the 1st of Nissan, and we postdated it. V'zeiru b'shem Rav Hamnuna, asher tadayanam afilu v'choyke kama kosher. V'zeiru, quoting Rav Hamnuna, said that the validation of judges, even if it's far from the witnesses' signatures, it's kosher. Rav Amar Tzichim Hadayonim Lechtev Eshunui B'Mamad Pliny and Pliny. Rav said that when the judges have to write, we validate it in the presence of Pliny and Pliny who testify about the signatures. Lama, why is that? Today she says she Yehu Mutsuyim Lahazim. It's that they can theoretically be disproven, which would be false witnesses.
Me'ata afilu be'eza yoyim, or be'eza shah, or be'eza makayim. If so, they have to write, therefore, even what day, what time of day, and where they validated. So people can come and disprove them and tell the witnesses of Kiyam, you're with us elsewhere at the time. V'al din nafak mekayme rav v'lei hava k'soiv kach amar b'chagai tzichim hadayonim makirim esanidayim. A validation came in front of Rav, and it wasn't written in the way that the witnesses of the Kiyam, the day, the time, and the place, were on it. The Chagai said the judges must recognize the litigants. Ma'asa hoya v'zayfei. A case occurred, and they forged it and made a ruling against someone else.